With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Only reason that we can get up this early and look remotely halfway decent is because of Genucel.
Right.
That's the only reason, you guys.
Right,
and they have amazing fluff butter technology.
It is.
I think we've mentioned it. The fluff butter. There's also plant cell stem cell technology in there.
Plants,
blah, blah, blah.
Plant cell spell.
It's
whatever.
Fluff butter.
It is all about
and
the fluff.
And that
butter
is specifically in their XV cream, which you should absolutely try. Their Genucel XV wrinkle treatment. But right now, I do not know how long this special that they're running is going to last. So now is the time that you want to jump on it. Because if you go to lovegenucel.com/chicks, lovegenucel.com/chicks, it's going to show you the different packages that they have. And if you buy any package, doesn't matter which one, 50% off if you use that specific website. Mm-hmm. That is amazing.
Yeah.
If you stock up.
If you've been hesitating and you just want to try them, do it now. It's like such a great deal to get 50% off. And y'all, I'm being serious. Like, I've noticed a huge difference. And I also use like their little, they have like a jawline thing. I have like the saggy sags because I'm, you know, I'm getting older. It's just, and I don't put any of that crap in my face. You know what I mean? I don't.
The injections, you mean?
I don't do any of the stuff, you know, right? I don't do that stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm probably gonna like look like a leather bag at some point. But anyways, this stuff has helped like tremendously. So I'm just putting it out there. You know, it's good stuff. It really is.
Yeah,
it's like liquid gold.
My favorite is the spa package because that has like this really good cleanser, the toner that I like. But all of their products are amazing. No matter which package you choose, you're gonna walk away with like a basket full of awesome and fluff better technology. So lovegenucel.com/chicks. That's where you want to go. Check out the packages. Choose one. You're going to thank us. We promise. I'm on vacation.
He's on vacation. Okay. So, all right. So just to get it out of the way. Well, first of all, I have a bunch of, I'm going to be the one that's going to be slinging the stories today. Okay. So you guys are going to have
serving them up.
I'm going to be serving them up. So y'all are going to have to bear with me because there's a lot of stuff we got to get through. A lot of crazy stuff that's going to be happening all up in here. It's not what you're used to. All right. So there's that. Mock, we probably should talk about my pillow really quick.
We should, because I do not have my pillows here in this resort. And
are you all right? You sleeping?
I mean, it's okay. The pillows here are nice. I'm not complaining about pillows, except that I am, because they are not MyPillow pillows. And so it's just not the same, you guys. It's not the same. When you get used to a MyPillow pillow, it changes your life. And then you just like become accustomed to sleeping on that. And then you can't sleep as well when you don't have those. And if you want to have that same kind of addiction, you too can use code
Chicks.
Get yourself a big old discount on some pillows by calling 1-800-875-0513 or going to mypillow.com and using that code, not just on pillows, but you can get discounts on all the amazing products that MyPillow has. And you will be supporting Mike Lindell, who just turned 60, and he would like a birthday present from you, which is to get you addicted on all of his products.
He asked for it. He's asking for it. Plus, he needs your support because everybody's shutting him down. So,
exactly,
you know, all the
right.
None of the retail outlets are letting him put his stuff in there anymore because they're all a bunch of commies. They're all a bunch of dirty pink commies. And so, you know, buy his stuff through us, you know, do it directly on a site, use our code. It's awesome. You need to do that. All right.
Do it.
Okay. Do it. Okay. So, first of all, we got to talk about Vanessa Williams. Y'all remember her? She was Miss America. I remember Vanessa Williams, and she was in some
and
really
then
terrible.
And she wasn't, right? Because of all the nudity.
Was it because of the boobs?
Because of boobs and like nakedness and stuff. Yeah.
That's right. Boobs.
Yeah.
So Vanessa Williams was Miss America for like 5 minutes. And then she was in some really terrible 80s movies. I don't remember any of the names of any of them, but I remember she was in a couple really awful 80s movie.
Oh God, movies. I don't even remember that. I don't remember her being in movies.
I'm sure that some of the people here will be able to tell us some of those movies. You guys remember any of those movies? So, okay, but anyways. All right, so she sang at the end. Well, she sang a couple times during like the PBS Capital 4th show yesterday. Did anybody watch the PBS show? Because I don't really watch a lot of PBS, but they had a 4th of July show. I don't know if it's like a yearly thing. I'm assuming that it is. But she sang at the end of it, Lift Every Voice and Sing, which is now considered the Black National Anthem. That's basically what that is. And so she dedicated it to her ancestors. She said to our, you know, our Juneteenth, you know, the whole Juneteenth thing, and then to all who celebrate freedom, she said. And so a lot of people were outraged by this. What is that, Mom?
What is that? I don't know.
I don't know what that is. What is that dinging? It's driving me crazy. It's like somebody's walking into a convenience store. You know that sound that
yes.
makes? You know what I'm talking about? It's like somebody's to alert the clerk that somebody's there. That's what that sound is. It's driving me crazy. I don't know what that is. Anyways, so that's, what the hell? All right. So Vanessa sang this at the end of the program, and some people are outraged she did this. And I mean, listen, it's a nice song. It's just that I hate this whole, we have to have a regular anthem and then there's a Black anthem. Like, why are we doing this? What are we doing? This is it's all becoming completely ridiculous, and everybody's
it's almost
so
like
woke
it's becoming
now.
Segregated. I mean, why are we doing that?
Yes, it is.
Why are we doing that?
Yeah, we're becoming very, very segregated. So there's that. So that happened. And then, so I was like, all right, well, that's something to pontificate. And then there was the New York Times article. You guys see this New York Times article that went out yesterday? I don't have a subscription to New York Times. The New York Post was talking about it a lot. And people were outraged on Twitter. And it was like this big thing because New York Times wrote about how this dude that wrote about how the American flag is, quote, alienating to some. So it's triggering.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So there's a quote. I have a quote. You ready for this quote? Trump supporters have embraced the flag so fervently that liberals, I think some of this is paraphrased, but liberals all but ceded the national emblem to the right. Okay, so this is what this person is arguing, is that Trump supporters love the flag so much that they're like, well, we can't like the flag now. And it's triggering.
Oh, my God.
Because those Trump people liked it and they ruined it for us. They ruined it.
See, this is why. So yesterday, my family went to this ridiculous, schmaltzy, super patriotic show at the Gaslight Music Hall in Tucson. And I will say what was disappointing about it was that it was filled with white hair. And I mean, literally, like, I was one among the young ones there. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's not young. And so that was disappointing because I thought, and everybody there loves America so much. The whole show was literally just, it was like the songbook of Sousa. You know what I mean? Like, it was all the patriotic songs that you can think of, and everybody loved it. And it was a celebration of vets, and they sang all the different branches of service theme songs. And it was just amazing. And the USO Manhattan Dolls were there it was just super patriotic. But I kept thinking, what happens when all these people are gone? Who is going to keep these types of shows alive, these songs alive, the spirit alive? Let me just show you a picture of one of the attendees and her ridiculous outfit. Look at her socks, you guys. I mean,
oh my God. This
is the crowd that was there. They were precious. They were precious, and they love this country. And like, I mean, there was a 91-year-old World War II vet there. And, you know, just looking at him makes me cry. And I just think about the stories that you're telling right now. And I'm like, why does everything suck so hard right now? Why?
Yeah. No, I hear you. I'm right there with you. Now, if it makes you feel like a sliver better, like, we went to a rodeo Saturday night. And I'd say that most of the people that were there, there were some older people, of course, but there were a lot of people our age, there were a lot of people younger, and then there were a lot of little kids. And so these little kids, and there is nothing more patriotic than a rodeo. And like at the beginning of the rodeo, I mean, they talk about God, they talk about, you know, they talk about country. They talk about family. They talk about all the things you want your kids to hear about, is all those wonderful things. It's so American. It's apple pie American, right? With the flag flying, and it's all about that whole, faith and freedom thing, right? That's what rodeos are all about. And they talked a little bit like that. The beginning of the rodeo, they had this video that played, and I guess it was a viral video. I'd never seen it, but they talked about how it was a viral video with this little 10-year-old boy that was from the Belton, Texas area. And I think he was 10 or 11. Anyways, but he was talking about how his generation is seeing all these awful things in the country, and how, they hear it, but they want unity, and they want all this stuff. But he's talking about how he believes in people and how they shouldn't see color and this, that, and the other. It was really, really sweet. And it was like, this kid had a cowboy hat on and he's on his horse, and he's the one that ended up, like, they showed the video on the screen, and he's the one that came in and opened up the rodeo. They saw him, rode in on his horse, and it was precious. It was really, really neat. So it showed all the kids in there, like, there is a lot of crap going on, but you guys are the ones that are supposed to carry the torch, so to speak, to be the ones to end this craziness, and so it gave me just a sliver of hope, because I'm like, all right, there are a lot of young people here that are being raised right, and I know there are a lot of people out there that have kids that are raising them right, and I hope to God that those are the ones who are going to, like, when you say all these people are going to die off, and they will, I get it, because, I mean, you and I have been to a ton of, like, dinners and stuff like that, Republican things.
That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah, we've been to so many Republican events where it's just all old people, y'all. And Miriam and I, Mock and I, are always just like, oh my God, there are no young people here. What are we going to do? So that's, I look in this audience, or I looked at it the other night, and I thought, okay, well, these kids are going to love their country. I hope they're going to love their country as much as we do. Yeah. That's my hope.
I was so grateful that, like, this show even continues to exist. You know what I mean? Like, and it was full. The entire theater was wall to wall people, which was great. And the people that were there loved it. We all ate it up with a spoon. I mean, my 15-year-old was a little bit like, this is so cheesy, because it was. Right. I mean, it was full on schmaltz, jeez, you guys. Yeah. Like, they even sang, they've got the USO girls in their cute little outfits, and they're singing Lee Greenwood's Proud to Be an American. And it's just so, I mean, I loved every second of it. My sister and I were just eating it up with a spoon, and we were in the front row. Cause so there were even people, as we were leaving, there was a guy that was like, man, you guys were really into it. So we were like, yeah, we really liked it.
Yeah, we really like this stuff. Exactly. I mean, but see, that thing, like, this is, it's a taught, this wokeism is taught, you guys. It's so taught, as evidenced by, I feel like, Gwen Berry, because you look at what's happening with Gwen Berry now, all these pictures are coming out with her in 2015, draped in the American flag. Right. Yeah. So here is this woman who apparently now hates her country and thinks it's the worst place ever. Right. And then back, 6 years ago, it was great. It was fine. She loved it. She was full of joy holding that flag.
Trump supporters, apparently we've taken on the flag as our own. And so now she can't like it anymore. It's just, it's a lunacy that just defies logic.
Right. Right. It's just, it's insanity. That doesn't make any sense. It's not even an argument. It isn't. It's not an argument, because the flag is for everybody. And also, I think that started way before. Like, they can't blame it on Trump, because this madness, I hate it when they always blame everything on Trump, because this madness started way before Trump. I mean, these people have been working on our kids and indoctrinating our kids way longer than 4 years they've been doing this. And they've been making these kids, they've been making a whole generation hate their country for a hell of a lot longer than 4 years. Because we've got 20 somethings that can't stand this country, that'll just say, oh, screw this country. Okay, fine. Well, then what was the Vietnam saying if you don't like this, if you don't like America, get out, kind of a thing. Somebody will remind me what it was, but that's, for us, you and I always just say GTFO,
You're right.
That's what we say.
We're a little less couth about it.
Right. But it's true. I mean, if you don't like it, get out. There are plenty of other places to live. If you hate it so badly here, go to Venezuela, you know, go to North Korea and see how much you like it.
But see, that's the thing, is that the people like Gwen Berry, they want everything that America provides so that they can turn around and bitch about it and say that it's not enough, that it's not good enough, that they're still evil, but they're going to suck up all those sponsorships and the endorsements and everything that makes America
great.
The free market system it is. They'll take all the fruits of that and then trash it. It's disgusting. Yeah. Why, if we're as bad as we are, especially to people of color, why are they coming over here in droves? What other country has lines of people desperate to get in, legally or illegally, other than this one? There's a reason for that. I mean, I don't know why everyone's like, it really sucks here. Really? Because a whole bunch of people would kill to be here.
Yeah, really? So, they're dying. They're dying again. They're dying at the border to get in.
Yeah.
So why? Yeah. I don't understand that argument either. It's really insanity. Hey, it's the chicks here. Mock and Daisy coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50. And all of a sudden I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
All, I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting old? Why you gotta do that?
Totally remember. Yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
cancel
it too.
Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So another thing I get is, so that's another thing. That's one of those are the three things I wanted to bring up to you about all the things that the madness of yesterday. I hope everybody had a really happy and safe 4th of July. I know that you guys had fun. But just some pop culture news I bring up was that Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani got married.
It's about time, I guess, because it seems like they've been engaged for 7 years.
Yeah, I love them. I totally love them. My daughter's got me so hooked on Blake Shelton. I know you don't like country music. But I am all about his music now. I know it's
really?
So bizarre. Yeah, because I've always been a Gwen Stefani fan. I've loved Gwen Stefani forever. I've seen her in concert, and now it's so bizarre. But now that we live in Texas, we listen to country music a lot more. And my daughter's, she's obsessed with country music. It's so funny. And so just by osmosis, I listen to it, and I love Blake Shelton. He's so great. And so I'm like, God, it's so weird that they're married, you know? It's just bizarre. Because I've been to Gwen Stefani concerts in my past. And now I'm like, so bizarre that they're a thing. They're married. Yeah, it's strange. But yeah, so they're married now. And I think that's cute because it just shows you that opposites attract and, you know.
Yeah, that you precious. Can't get more opposite than that. Holy cow.
Yeah, they're pretty
cute. I have to tell you about my dream because, you know, I rarely dream. But when I do and I remember it, I mean, I know I always dream, everybody does, but when I remember my dreams, it's because they are so completely effed up. This one, you've got to help me sort out what this means. Okay. So, you know, I had all the trouble getting here. My flight on Friday night was completely canceled. I thought my whole trip was canceled. It was a big hullabaloo. And ultimately we got here early Saturday morning instead of late Friday night. Fine. So, but anyway, so there was all that drama. And I know that that is part of why I had the dream that I did. It's the people in it that I cannot figure out. So I'm at the airport and I want to change my flight because right now I have a non-direct flight from Tucson through Houston to Indy on Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And I know that there's no direct flight from Tucson to Indy. So I don't even know why in this dream I'm trying to find a direct flight, but that's what I'm doing. So I go to the Southwest gate and I'm thinking, oh, I see that there's a noon flight. I'm going to try to get that one instead. And I go to the customer service area. There are two women there who are working for Southwest, a Black woman that I don't know, and Kaylee McEnany. Okay. She is now a Southwest customer service agent.
Okay. Okay? All right. I'm following.
And for some reason, she is an idiot, which of course is not true at all, right? Kaylee McEnany is brilliant. So right. I don't know why she is the person, but when I go up to them, they're kind of working side by side and I tell them, listen, I see on the billboard thing that you guys have a direct flight. I'd like to change my flight to get on the direct flight. The Black woman hands me a laminated placard of some kind. And she says, first you need to read this and pay a dollar for it. And I look at it and it's all about white privilege. It's all about how, like, I have all this white privilege. And I was immediately irritated when I saw the title of it. So I didn't read it. But because I really needed them to switch my flight, I handed it back to her and I was like, I am totally down with everything that this says, but I don't have a dollar to pay for it. So she rips it out of my hand and she's like, well, then you're just going to have to work with Kaylee. And by the way, her name was Kaylee. Like, it was still Kaylee in this dream. So I look at Kaylee and I'm like, can you get me on this flight? She looks terrified. And she's like, okay, well, I'll figure something out. She starts typing frantically. And she was like, I have to go talk to my manager about something and I'll be right back. And I was like, okay, but are you going to get me on it? Because it leaves in an hour. So I need to know, like, do I need to get to the gate? Am I going to make this flight? She was like, oh yeah, it'll be fine. I'll be right back. So a half hour goes by and she's not back. And I'm starting to completely panic. That I'm going to miss this flight. Totally panicked. So I go and I find, and this in real life, I know a woman who works for Southwest. I go and I find her. I find this woman, Lisa, who I haven't talked to in probably 20 years. Okay. So I go and find Lisa and I was like, Lisa, Kaylee was switching my flight. Can you check on it and see if I'm making it? She looks and she was like, you're not on any flight anymore. And I'm like, what the hell? So then I see Kaylee walking down this hall behind me, like not even working. Like, she's not in a rush. She's not frantic. She just totally dissed me. I go chasing after her and we got into a physical fight. I kicked the shit out of Kaylee McEnany, you guys. I don't know
In her dream.
What does this mean?
Well,
what
first of all,
does that
I,
mean? Because then well, I woke first, up.
Well, and then you woke up? Because who
and
won?
I woke up.
I mean, I can't ever
I was totally winning. Totally winning that
fight.
Oh
my God, you were winning? I'm so impressed by that. That's the most impressive thing about this entire thing is that you actually beat the shit out of her. Because you know, I would never love her. Well, you know, well, one, you love her, but two, it's like I would never put money on you in an actual physical fight.
I know. I wouldn't either, but man, she's so tiny. You know what I mean? She's itty bitty.
She is pretty pocket sized, but so are you. So are you. So it's like two pocket sized women going at it, like just like. It's like scrapping. I don't even know.
What in the world does that mean?
I don't even know where to start. I think you're afraid of all of this white privilege stuff coming to a head where this is actually like you have
like pent up rage,
subconscious rage or like fear about this stuff in the your brain that's just like bubbling and boiling. Yeah. Like
isn't
you're thinking.
The strangest like you're thinking, dream you've ever heard?
Yeah, because this is. Because dreams are all your subconscious brain, right? That's what it is. And so there's something about that you're not dealing with. I don't know. I feel like a psychologist right now, but it's true.
Rage that I felt, though, and I'm sure it was the rage that ultimately woke me up because I was kicking the crap out of her. Anyway, so I kicked the crap out of her and I was filled with rage and I woke up. I don't want to hurt her. I really like her. She has nothing to do with Southwest.
Listen, I love you, but you don't want to get in a fight with her because I really think she could take you out.
I do too. I really feel like she could. So thank you.
Green.
Oh, he says, okay, so he is saying Kaylee represents Rob, whom you love, but you want to beat up at times. I'm not a psychiatrist, but I did take classes online.
Maybe that's the truth.
But why wouldn't Rob just be at the counter? Why wouldn't it have been him in the dream? You know what I mean? Like, why would it just be so randomly Kaylee?
Because he really does act like a girl most of the time. You know? He has a lot of girl qualities. So maybe you just like
so
put
weird.
That off. You know? It could be what it is.
Just the strangest thing ever. Anyway, so that was my dream. So
that was a crazy, right, that was a crazy ass dream. You guys, it's hot here in Texas. It's hot here. I don't know if I've mentioned that. It's really hot here in Texas. It's kind of swampy.
It's hot. Actually, it's kind of humid in Tucson right now. Like, they have more humidity than I've ever felt here before. It's
really?
Really weird weather here this whole time I've been here.
Yeah. We have, yeah, I know, John. Everybody's saying your new home needs to be wired for the best Wi-Fi. You know what? Here's the thing. We don't have fiber where I'm at. You guys, I'm going to have to spend about $600 a month to get fiber in my house. Like, I don't think you understand the expense that I'm going to have to take on to get fiber.
Like, that is a mortgage.
Yeah. Like, that is so much money, and I'm going to have to do it. Like, we're looking into it, and I'm doing it, and I have to pay for that. Then we can do that. Like, when everything starts being really great, like, this is what happens to me. This is the story of my life. Everything's great. We move here. And then it's like, oh, I got to pay for fiber now. That's great. That's like 600. Like AT&T has to come out here. And then they're going to be like, I hope they can do it. But there's nothing out here. We've tried point-to-point wireless. We've tried everything. Like, Mach and I have been through this for the past, we've been here a month now, over a month. It's been hell. It's been absolute hell trying to get decent internet here. So I've done everything that I can. AT&T is going to run, we think, fiber. And so it's going to, I could have a BMW, a brand new BMW for the amount.
For real.
And I'm not even kidding, for the amount that I'm going to have to spend on fiber. So, So when I start looking like a complete homeless person, the way that I'm dressed and I look, it's because I'm paying for fiber. Yeah. Anyway.
So on keep the stars and the super stickers coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's expensive good around Lord. These parts.
I'm in Eddy, Texas. It's out in the sticks. Out about south of Waco. We're in the sticks.
And clearly, you're the only one that's asking for it, right? Because if everybody in the surrounding area were like, we need fiber, and then you could go in on it with people. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It'd be great if somebody around me like wanted to go in on it with me. But yeah, there's...
And your neighbors have no interest?
My neighbors have no interest in... Like, the neighbors two down from us have no interest in running water, okay? So, let alone fiber internet. those are the kind of neighbors that I have, Mott.
Yeah, my God, that's hilarious.
Right.
I mean, it's not funny. I'm not laughing at you, but
funny. It just depends on the kind of neighbors that you have. Yeah. So anyway, awesome.
Now I'm going to go to the pool.
Awesome. All right. She's going to the pool, you guys. She's going to the pool. Bring it in. Everybody bring it in. Bring it in.
Mockation. Yeah, that's a good name.
Republicans blocked
the
Democrats' horrible elections bill and more freedoms die in Hong Kong while the world yawns. I'm Greg Corumbus, Jerry Jim Garrity of National Review, and meet each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day and some much-needed laughs, too. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, thank you for listening to Chicks on the Right. This is columnist and podcaster Sarah Carter, and I would like to tell you about your new best friend on Friday nights, ZBiotics. Let me tell you, if there's a surefire way to wake up feeling fresh after a night of drinking, it's with ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in your gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly and you'll feel your best tomorrow. Every time I have ZBiotics before drinks, I notice a difference the next day. Even after a night out, I can confidently plan on waking up with a smile on my face, ready to face the day. Go to zbiotics.com/radio, R-A-D-I-O, to get 15% off your first order when you use radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're ever unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. That's zbiotics.com/RADIO radio and use the code radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.